we go. First wrap up of the term. One major statement or comment is thank you. I think you guys absolutely killed it when it came to the Peruse All readings and your engagement and also in the discussion board. Please don't alter much. I'm going to tell you a couple of things you can adjust, but realistically, I think you all exceeded my expectations by and large. It's perfect. And I know it's a lot. 6 weeks is not much to cover a ton of territory, and that is sometimes the piece that people forget is I'm still doing 16 weeks worth of work in 6 weeks. But let me actually start with the big discussion piece, because that is kind of the theme of the week, is whether your job should be your primary source of identity. And I think many of you correctly picked up the idea, whether in the readings or in the videos or other resources, that no, it probably should not be your primary source of identity. It's a very weird thing that we've done in the West, in the United States, and I think I even point out one point in the Midwest, in places like Kansas, we tend to ask people what they do. Somehow that signifies who and what they are. And that, you know, some of that's just speech. It's the way we talk, it's the way we do things. Contrarily, and something I also believe is, you know, this job may not be my identity, but in the true language of vocation and the true language of calling, there is something that I do. And it's something I know I'm pretty sure I've shared in one of the other recordings, that even if I did not teach here, I always teach. My previous career, I was a trainer, and prior to that as a manager, that was kind of the thing that was not, I mean, I would say it was unique, but not entirely unique to me as a manager to usually train staff. I got to be kind of my gig at Bank of America. And so there's a point where no matter where I was at or what I was doing career-wise, job-wise, in terms of my identity, I suppose, it is as a teacher, trainer, educator type person. And, you know, that's something I picked up in the discussions, and I think you're right, it's hard. We oftentimes have jobs that are jobs, and maybe the thing you're passionate about, the thing that feels more like vocation, as a hobby. And that indeed may be true, and that's a conversation that will come up, you know, one other time, at least in the 6 weeks. And it's really weird, and that's why you notice with some people, especially with the way online social media things work, you have found a group of people who have taken their passion and made it their career and their vocation, you know, moving from side hustle to full-time employment. It's risky, right? I mean, even what I do as a teacher, trainer, educator type person, I can typically find safe places to land. You know, when you're more creative and more artsy, it's difficult. There are some vocalists and musicians I follow on Instagram, just because that's the only social media I can stand anymore. But it's interesting when you look at some of their bios, whether they're trained professionally or not, a lot of them went a very weird route to, you know, online notoriety. They're not household names by a long shot, but I personally believe they have a lot more talent than you do here in mainstream music, media, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, there's a tension there. There's a challenge there. And I think that's part of, for you, you don't have to have an answer yet, right? You, when I'm talking to you in this regard, do recognize I'm twice your age. You know, I'm old enough to be your parent. So I've seen a few things, done a few things. I can share a few things. And, you know, I can tell you early on, starting out in my quote unquote career, did not feel like my vocation. And in some of that, it's only in hindsight that I came to realize, oh, this is the thing that I do, and I do well, I think, and I would continue to do well even if I weren't here. So that's one piece. So keep up the good work on the discussions. Moving on to the Peruse All readings. this last week was just a tad bit confusing. The one on leading lives that matters the same way. When we built this module, we weren't super adept at uploading assignments. And so what happened in this week and week four, it looks like, they kind of came in separate packages. Whereas you look at this week, the next week, and the last 2 weeks, we were able to get them all in like one file and upload them. And that's more ideal, because the requirement here is that there be 9 posts and comments really per week. And some of you slayed it and went way overboard, and I'm not mad about that. You might be mad about that. I'm very groovy with that, because this is the point, right? I want to see the engagement in the work. And you notice, if you kind of look between Perusall and Moodle, I read all of your discussion boards. I may not, and in fact, this week I did not make any comments. I think I replied to introductions, but I didn't make any comments to the discussion board. But here, I read this text with you very carefully as a common read, and I, you know, I upvote things, I mark things. For example, when one of you asks a question, depending on the type of question, I respond or I upvote. And what I mean by that is, if I upvote it, it's because I want to hear from other people that answer. I want to hear what other people think that answer is. In some cases, I'm looking at one right now, just as a happenstance. Someone mentioned something about the 60s and asked a question, and I just kind of popped in there, just kind of righting the ship, correcting the boat a little bit, like, yeah, this is kind of what he means. And those are the kinds of answers I'll give. I'll just kind of help out. I don't want to answer everything for you. That's part of this. But I do read these, and I do upvote comments that I really like. Please don't look at that as a stupid Facebook like type of thing and hinge your identity to, oh, he liked my comment. That's ridiculous. Don't do anything that stupid. It doesn't mean you're that smart. It just means I liked what I read. So that, and I'm looking, and I know sometimes you'll do that, like, well, I didn't get any likes. It's not likes. It's just, I think that was a really good comment, and people should, I hope that if I upvote something, it means other people kind of read that also. That's what I think that should mean. But you see in these readings, the one thing we're trying to do, right, is in the background, you should be trying to read Dr. James Bryan Smith's book, The Magnificent Story. You know, we don't do much with it through the week. We reference it a lot in the resources, but there will be a quiz or an exam, if you want to put it that way, at the end of the course. But for many people, and we see it with the Science Mike PowerPoint, those of you who I think either identified as Christian, or at least in your language, I could sort of ascertain that you're Christian, the Science Mike video, or PowerPoint, excuse me, is a bit weak. It's like, well, at least that's not saying anything. It's vague, and it is, and that's why I picked it. I pick it to be vague because on the alternatively, you look at other people, they may have a very minuscule faith life, like maybe they were born into a denomination or a tradition and fell out of it, or maybe they have other issues, or maybe they're non-believers, what have you. And there are parts of this course centered around those concepts. So I found, you know, the PowerPoint to be kind of an easy starting point. I think that's how one of you referenced in the introduction. It was a good starting point. And that's what it is. Not an answer. It's a starting point for conversations. So with these readings in Perusall, those are different kinds of readings that I think are open to more people to read and to find takeaways. And even for me, I'll be honest with you, I did not pick these readings. These came from a colleague of mine. I'm a philosopher. So when we talk about some of the Christian thematics or look at the transcendentals, I mean, the transcendentals are philosophy. That's really where I swim best. And so in these readings, it is to kind of put all of us on equal footing to go, oh, this is maybe not my genre, my style, my thing, my what have you. But it is nice to read this together and, you know, be able to see what other people are thinking. And that is one of the things I've noticed in teaching this way for a while. Many of us have common thoughts and common beliefs. And that's what I like to look for is, okay, so where do we land on the same page, at least online, so to speak. As we move forward, keep up the good work. No issues. I guess one thing, as far as if you wanted more guidance on the discussion boards, what I'm looking at is there's your post, and then in a class size of around 20, I'm looking for you to engage with two other people to count for the full, 10 points, the full A is what I'm looking at. That's like, if you engage with two other people, that's 10% of the class. And that's how I'm justifying that sort of thing. So there you go. There's my wrap up for the week, and keep up the good work.